Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
1 Corinthians 10 verse 24 says, "No one should seek their own good, but the good of others." You know, self-pity can be deadly. It tells the wife and mother who works hard, "You're not appreciated." It says to the office worker, "Look how valuable you are, yet you're never recognized or rewarded." It says to the unemployed, "No chance." To the divorced, "No place." To the bereaved, "No hope." And to the struggling, "No way." Look at the prophet Elijah. 24 hours after his greatest victory, he's deeply depressed and wallowing in self-pity. In 1 Kings 19 verses 4 and 10, it records him as saying, "I've had enough, take my life. I have zealously served, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars and killed your prophets. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too." There it is, self-pity in the raw. Generally speaking, there are two reasons behind self-pity. The first is emotional manipulation. We use self-pity as a weapon to guilt-trip others to get our own way. That's immaturity, and you have to deal with it, whether it's in yourself or somebody else. On the other hand, self-pity can also stem from sheer exhaustion. Recorded in the Old Testament, God showed Elijah four things that were necessary to get him back on track. 1, he needed more rest. 2, he hadn't been eating properly. 3, he'd taken his eyes off God and was trying to do everything in his own strength. And 4, he was isolated and needed a friend. So God gave him Elisha. And that did the job. And the next time we see Elijah, he's back on top. So take a moment today and think about how these four truths apply to your life. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.